Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. Can I please have your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
59446.
Okay, give me 1 second. Did you say 59446?
Yeah, in Montana, 446.
446, correct?
Yeah, 59446.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, and can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Sue Robison, R-O-B-I-S-O-N.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Robertson. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your shipping address?
966 Robison Road, Geraldine, Montana, 59446.
Okay, I do want to thank you for that. So I do see here that you have our relief drops and our chill pills, which is our CBD products. How was it that I could assist you today?
They didn't do a thing. They didn't help me, and I made a mistake when I ordered the chill pills. I hit some button I didn't want. I just wanted to try the oil, and anyway, I didn't want to be on an automated sending system, and I read all the fine print. I didn't think I would be, and now I got another order, and I'm sending it back because they do not work.
Okay,
me.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out so you won't be billed or you won't receive any product. Now, ma'am, with the coronavirus going on right now, we're not accepting shipments back to the warehouse, so that shipment is yours to keep, dispose of, or whatever you decide.
And you're going to credit my do I have to pay for this order?
I'll go ahead and credit your account back. So let me place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and get this canceled and refund it for you, okay?
Thank you.
And I am still here, ma'am. Just give me one more second. I'm just trying to go ahead and get your account canceled out and get these charges refunded back, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
I gotta wait till she gets her refunded. You guys didn't eat much.
I did.
Oh. I got the cabbage cooked a little bit more this time. Too much. I thought it was better last time I fixed it.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. So I did go ahead and cancel out your account as well as refund you back those charges of $99.94 and also $95.94. Now, I can provide you with the cancellation number if you would like, and as well, I am, yes, I can provide you with that cancellation number, and you will see those charges appear back in your account as credits within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Would you like me to provide you with that number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
101-7381. And if you don't mind, Ms. Robinson, can I get you to repeat that number back to me so I can make sure we have the same cancellation number on file, please?
Okay. C as in Charlie, 101-7381.
That is correct. Is there anything else that I can do to assist you today?
No, there's two charges of 198 and 195, you say?
Yes, ma'am. 99. One is 90. No, ma'am. One is 99.94 and 95.94.
I don't understand why there was two charges. I thought the first order I got was only like $5.
Yes, ma'am, and that was with the 14-day trial period. So we gave you 4 days to receive the product and 10 days to try out the product. Now, being that you didn't like the product for whatever reason, Ms. Robinson, you were to contact us within those 14 days to actually cancel that trial. So being that we didn't hear from you within those 14 days, we actually billed you on the 15th day for the full cost of each product, which is those charges that you're seeing on the account. Now, I'm not sure if you recall checking that box that states, yes, I am 18 years or older, located in that box would have been our terms and conditions stating the 14-day trial period. So being with you not calling in to cancel, it actually turned into like a monthly subscription.
I did not see that. So
yes, ma'am.
It just didn't work for me. I got a lot of pain, and it didn't work. So thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.